One. First, you are hollowed out. But maybe not. I'm already remembering it wrong. Maybe, before that, you're just worn out. Chased through the woods by a man, or something resembling a man, wielding a rusted tool from the shed that you know will not be quick nor painless. Something that will hurt in a way you can't prepare for, so you run and run and run on the ankle you just sprained in a divot. If you hear that snap, it will be over faster. The running, that is, everything else will have just begun. You listen and wait. The snapping is sticks, not bones, not yet, but you run and run and run with the cramping in your side and lungs that feel like you've inhaled winter razors. It feels like stabbing, you think, but you'd be so wrong. You're about to find out. You run and run and run with no sense of direction other than away. But unlike the man with the rusted tool, you have not trained for this. As a child, you never thought, one day. When I was a child, I never thought I'd need to run. I only knew I needed to hide. So I became a ghost. But I was not trained to run. Never ridden, never raced. Breeds like me are broken in, but not in the fields, not on the trails. So, if you're a breed like me, you can only run so far before you have to stop. And it's upon you now, which brings us back to the hollowing.